The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
It's a special day today, Tim.
Why is it special, Tony?
Well, it seems like we often have special days here on the Simply Strategic Show, but today is...
The way I look at it, every day to spend with you is a special day.
Well, thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
But this one is particularly special. You want to know why?
I was hoping you'd tell me.
It is anniversary for Emily and myself today. We've been married for a while.
I thought for a second there it was maybe anniversary for Faith and I, and I'd forgotten. But I'm glad it's yours.
And actually, this is a rather important anniversary today, May 11th. What year are we in? 2006?
This is 2006.
Because it was 15 years ago that Emily and I became husband and wife.
On today. Today?
Today, May 11th.
15 years ago, 1991.
Wow. It's a hot day in Piqua, Ohio when that happened.
And you're spending it with me. That's special. I'm touched.
You're right. This isn't so good. Let's get this podcast over with, can we?
All right, let's do it.
Today's topic, we are going to be talking about training, employee development, how we encourage our staff to take their next steps in their leadership, in their ministry, in their spiritual journeys. And so that's the focus for today. Tim and I are here. Tony is wishing he was at home with his wife. But
that's okay.
It'll be soon enough. You're listening to the Simply Strategic Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Before we get started with this segment, I noticed that Dustin, our chief podcasting engineer, has a new toy. Did you see this?
He does. It's slick looking, too.
Yeah. He's got, what is that thing called?
It's an iMac. Yeah.
That's fancy.
It's got the 17-inch 16:9 screen, it looks like.
Yeah. And it's fast.
It's got a built-in webcam.
Oh, yeah, webcam.
Ooh, slick.
Do you have a webcam on your laptop or your desktop?
No, but I have an advantage because when I buy computers, I buy computers that 97% of the world own.
Oh.
So I can get support and software and accessories and stuff.
A real PC and good applications and things like that.
Right, exactly.
What can your toy do, Dustin? It can record the Simply Strategic Show. So
that's
good enough
for me.
It's good. That's good. Well, Tim, today's topic, we thought we'd kind of focus in on the topic of training, employee development. And I think this is something certainly unique for me as far as other organizations I've been involved in, because Grainger really makes a significant investment in how they're helping employees gear up for their next run of ministry. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and why that investment has been so important through the years?
Well, it's interesting. We were talking this morning with some of our guys, and they were giving ideas on future podcast topics. And Jason Miller, who's been on staff for a little over a year, said, "You guys got to talk about training because this is really unique the way Grainger does this." And I said, "You know, tell me more about that." And he said a bunch of his buddies that are at other churches, it's not like that, where they are not only encouraged, but funds are made available and to get the training that they need.
Yeah.
And so that's huge.
Yeah.
And you're saying you found the same.
Yeah, even in the marketplace, this commitment to providing resources so that staff, could take their next steps in leadership. We didn't have that type of commitment. In fact, I ran the numbers. It's I don't know. It's probably been a year ago, Tim. And I looked at what we're spending for employee development. And as it turns out, we're in other churches may be able to use this for comparison. We're investing right now about 5% of our payroll on staff training, retreats, and other professional expense accounts that are used to encourage employee development. So it's a pretty significant investment that the church has said, we're going to make this for our staff team so that they can get the training that they need.
Yeah, it's huge. And I was thinking today of different types of training that we do. Some of them are some of the training is more general, maybe philosophical. A good example of that is Purpose Driven Church Conference that we send our staff to typically in their first year or two. Mm-hmm. And then some training is more job specific. For example, our facility manager, Melanie, was telling us today about some training that she does with her group that's specific to facility management.
Right.
And we try to get people to that as well. So it's kind of a both and. But in all the training we do, a huge value is building community
right.
and spending time together and getting to know each other and talking through kind of those issues as you're going.
And that holds for the training that we're holding on our campus, and we do that periodically. But mm-hmm. it also, and again, this is very different, it involves training opportunities off our campus. And again, I think it's just unusual that we're sending teams of people to these different conferences. And as you know, I mean, you got the conference expense. In some cases, you're talking about airfare and hotels. Yeah. And the cost, obviously, it adds up, but we're still committed to sending teams away.
Yeah,
why is that?
It's huge to be able to. You get fresh eyes when you go to someone else's campus, and we've been to conferences at churches smaller than us and bigger than us, and mm-hmm. And you get some great ideas. You're able to get out of your context. You're able to see the way another church is doing something, and it just kind of it brings ideas, fresh ideas to the surface, and that's a good thing. And then plus, there's nothing like spending, you know, hours a day and meals together and time sitting and talking with your team.
Right.
And you come back more unified and more on target and together.
You're right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the benefit of the learning that you accomplish, but also then the shared experience
yeah.
that you're having together as a team. And, you know, Tim, what I found is when I go away to a conference, I'm learning things, and yeah, I can bring those back as a leader and try to cast vision for the things that I've learned. But when I have others there, it's like they're beginning to own that new vision by being at the conference.
Right.
And so we're coming back together as a team then to champion whatever the changes we're trying to
yeah.
make. And it just makes change, even if it's positive change, that much easier.
Yeah. And I can't think of the last time any of our team went to a conference by themselves.
Yeah, I was trying to think through that the
yeah.
other day, and really, I think it went back to when I was in the marketplace. It was the last time I attended a conference by myself.
Yeah.
So,
and we also we might mention here, too, when possible, and it's not always possible, but when possible, we try to make it possible for the staff or the spouse of the staff to attend
right.
as well with them.
Right.
And we can't do that every time, and a lot of times the spouse can't come anyway because of their responsibilities. But when possible, you know, that shared learning experience with the spouse is huge as well.
Right. Now, we're talking about staff training. This also carries over to volunteers,
yeah.
yes or no?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we try to get our – a good example of that is our children's team took I think 20 or 30 of their teams, of their volunteers, to a kids' conference recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, the volunteers are paying their own way. We try to help.
Right.
So we'll subsidize with scholarships. Maybe the top leaders will pay their whole way because
yeah.
of the investment of time they're putting in it. But we want to get them there. And again, it's 50% the conference and training. It's 50% just the team time,
right?
And you come back more unified than when you left.
That's certainly the case. Now, you and I had the chance. We just demonstrated this.
Just got back.
Last week, you and I were at the Buzz Conference with a couple other guys from our team.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was fun. A couple days in D.C. We had a great conference. Mark Batterson and his team from National Community Church pulled off the conference, their first conference ever. And while we were there, we were able to go on location.
That's right.
With Mark Batterson, the senior pastor from National Community Church.
It was our first on location, wasn't it?
First time on location.
I think it was.
And I think we have something in the can for our audience to listen to. So after we come back from the bumper music here, we'll roll that interview with Mark Batterson. I'm standing here in Washington, D.C., actually, and this is fun because usually we're stuck in Granger, Indiana, Tim, but I'm standing on a sidewalk in front of, I won't say your address. is this F Street?
This is F Street.
F Street in Washington, D.C., and it's an exciting moment for me because I'm here with Mark Batterson, who is the senior pastor at National Community Church right here in D.C. Welcome to the Simply Strategic show. It's good to have
Man.
You here, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're sort of in our studio here.
Yes, that's right. The F Street studio.
That's right. Ten blocks from the nation's capital. But man, so fun to connect with you guys.
And this is an honor for you because we've never been on location before.
Hey,
first time.
First one. Talk
so
about
good.
Innovative.
Well, it's been a good couple days for us because we've been here for the inaugural BuzzCon.
conference. And you, and Mark, you and your team, you just you did a fabulous job the last couple months or a couple days. So tell us about the Buzz Conference.
Yeah, I mean, it was our first experience, so a little bit of a learning curve. But man, when we started out, we had no idea what to expect, and pretty cool to have about 300 pastors from across the country and a few other countries. Yeah, it's. We had someone from Australia, so it officially qualified as an international conference. Man, so fun. The synergy was awesome. Great to be around some like-minded people that are just serious about compelling people to come into the church and find a relationship with Christ.
It was fun for us too, Mark, to actually be in your element. We were in the theater at Union Station and seeing, because that's where you're pulling off one of your weekend services, right?
That is our kind of flagship location. That's kind of where we got our start.
That's your sanctuary, right?
You got it. Yeah. Complete with train stop, metro system, and
cup holders.
Yeah, and cup holders, yes. And, of course, buttered popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it was a great experience for us. And it's fun for us, too, because not only did we get to come and visit your conference, but you're going to return the favor for us, right?
Man, I am fired up.
Yeah, we haven't told anybody. This is going to be
new information.
Okay. Excuse me. Let me clear my throat. Here's the news.
That
here we
like
go.
That was like the drum roll, wasn't it?
That was like the drum roll.
Yeah.
I'm just pleased to announce that Mark is going to be with us as a speaker for this year's Innovative Church Conference. What do you think?
I think you guys don't know what you've gotten yourself into. I could not be more excited. Yeah. I have wanted to get out to the Innovative Church Conference forever.
Yeah, and we've wanted you to come, too, and we just figured the only way that's going to happen is if we pay you to come speak.
Hey, I'm there. Okay. I'm there.
One way or another.
So you're going to join Perry Noble from New Spring Church, and we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be a good deal for the church conference. To have a connection to the DC Beltway finally, because you East Coast guys, you're a different breed. You know that?
we have been told that. Man, that's going to be fun hanging out with you guys, the dynamic duo. and hanging out with Perry.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, it will be. Well, Mark, it's been a great 2 days. I'm glad to have experienced the Buzz Conference and to have the chance to talk with you in front of your place here. And it's been a good deal. I'm glad to have had this. Well, we've been here with Mark Batterson, and Tim and I are going to be back in a moment with the rest of the Simply Strategic Show.
So, Tim, it's been some time since we've had one of these segments where you and I kind of delve into the inner recesses of our minds to reveal the true Tony and the true Tim.
But it is your anniversary, so it seems appropriate.
It does seem appropriate that we would have a segment of Intimate Moments. And today, on this theme of training and development, I thought it would be helpful for the listening audience if we would go back and kind of look back at our favorite conferences in previous years. So
okay.
Do you have maybe one or two you
can
share?
Yeah. One that came to mind right away, this was in 1993. This was the year before I came on staff.
Wow.
But I was able to attend a conference with the staff. So
okay.
It was with Mark Beeson, and I believe Rob Wegner was there, and some of the other staff that were there at the time. And it was John Maxwell conference, and it was when he was doing them personal, and it was kind of in a small church. This was way back when, before he was a big shot. And it was real impactful, and
really?
Learned a lot about leadership, and it's probably part of what helped spurn me out of my current ministry role at that time, and eventually on to Granger.
Interesting that you should mention John Maxwell, Tim.
Why is that?
It's my understanding that he's located in, he makes his home residence in Atlanta now.
I've heard that.
And you know who else is in Atlanta?
Andy Stanley.
If we work our cards right here, I think if we can do something for John Maxwell, he might be able to connect us with Andy Stanley sometime down the road.
We should try that.
Okay, well,
let's work on that for next week.
All right. Well, you know, thinking back at my, I remember one of my first conferences, and this may have actually been before I was on staff as well, was attending the Leadership Summit up at Willow Creek Community Church. We were actually at Willow Creek. Of course, they do their conference now at satellite locations throughout the world. But we were on location in Chicago for the Leadership Summit. I can't remember. It must have been about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
If not close to that. But for me, hearing Bill Hybels talk about the local church and the impact the local church could have in people's lives and in the community, and it just kind of confirmed the calling that I believe God placed in my heart and my life to become a pastor and a leader in local church. And so that was really impactful for me personally.
Was this before you were at Granger?
Well, I'm trying to remember, Tim. It seems like it was before I started on staff, but I think you and I were in conversation with Mark too about my role. So, yeah, but that made a huge impact.
You know, as you're talking here, we're talking about our favorite conferences. I'm remembering maybe it'd be a least favorite that you and I
have a feeling.
Are you thinking of the same one?
Yeah, I think so.
It was fascinating. We were able to, we got there.
It's up front. It sounded like a great opportunity.
Oh yeah. We were ready. We were anticipating a great experience.
It was, we're not going to name names.
No, we wouldn't do that.
But, this gentleman's not a church leader too, so that will get some people off the list.
Make
this more palatable conversation. But the gentleman, very well known for management expertise, leadership
business
expertise.
Guy, yep.
And we thought, man, this is going to be outstanding because it was really a small gathering.
Exactly.
I can't remember how many people showed up.
And as it was maybe 50 in the room. And as I recall, like in the first 6 minutes, he had us in small circles telling them our greatest sin.
And that's no lie.
No, that's what he did.
So we went expecting, you know, we're going to hear lots about management and leadership and, you know, how we could take our leadership further. And there we are sitting around. And did he ask us to take our shoes off? I can't remember.
I don't think we took our shoes off. But I do remember he was kind of in the middle of the room the whole time he talked. And so we were pretty much looking at his hind end. And he had missed a belt loop. And that's all I could focus on.
And you know what? This is Mark. Our senior pastor is so committed to the experience of the conference and staying through the entire conference to the sometimes bitter end.
Up until that day.
And then that day we decided our time was more valuable.
That's right. We had some good team time after that at Wendy's, as I recall.
That's right. All right. Well, folks, that's Intimate Moments. Now I think you can walk away a little bit wiser. Knowing you can either continue to listen to the Simply Strategic Show or discontinue your subscription. I don't know, one of the two. All right, we'll be back in a moment to conclude the show. All right, Tim, this has been a fun podcast, but to be honest, man, my mind's really not in this.
You'd rather be with Emily, is that right?
Yeah.
It's your anniversary.
15 years at that.
You should go home and spend some quality time with her.
I agree. Well, I'm
Are you
Tony.
Guys going on a trip?
Hey, yeah, we are.
Like an anniversary kind of celebration, no kids?
We are,
perfect.
As a matter of fact.
That's awesome.
Within this next week.
Tell us where you're going and what the address is.
No.
All right.
You've been listening to Tony, the anniversary guy, and Tim, the guy who thinks he's funny. And this has been the Simply Strategic Show. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006.